Davis, welcome to the latest episode of Cut to the Chase. I'm on my car. It's 9 p.m. on a Tuesday night, still hunting, doing what we do best. And what are you doing at this late night? Still at the office, I'm seeing?
No, I'm at home. I've just come home from in-room auction, so I too am still going. That's the great thing about our industry, right? It never sleeps. And here we are in our car at home doing our podcast because we love our listeners.
Hey, today we're talking buying listings, right? And I don't know if we ever had a podcast about that. We probably mentioned a few things around there, but like today we help. Let's take the bull by the horn. Agents that buy listing by over-promising what they can't promise. So this is probably the biggest, most common tactic for amateurs to get listings, right? And we all made mistakes, right? You know, I'm guilty of that I've got it wrong sometime. But when you do it on purpose, maliciously, or, you know, to get the listing because that's your only way, then you're failing your vendor and you're failing yourself.
Correct. And we also know no matter what the market's doing, 50% of vendors are always in the wrong bracket and you got to get them into the right bracket. And it's the same with the buyers, right? They always, $1 million buyers trying to buy $1.5 million property. So it's your ability to get them into those brackets as soon as you can.
But the keywords are used at the listing presentation, right? And something that I've been saying recently to my vendors is that at the end of the day, it comes down to the agent that gives you the highest price normally is your enemy, because when you list with them, you might not recognize a good offer when it's presented to you. And once you lose a premium offer and you have to take a secondary offer, it comes more out of the vendor's pocket than the agent's pocket. So you as a vendor, Mr. Vendor, choose your agent carefully, because the one that promises the most is probably the one that is going to cost you the most.
So well said. And the story is, hey, an agent says, we'll get you $2 million, you present an offer at 1.8, thinking by law of comparison, it's not a good offer, when actually 1.8 was the money. Then 3-4 weeks later, you're bringing them 1.6, 1.7, and they're going, but we had 1.8 before. But yes, it was disguised.
Yeah. And unfortunately, this is a practice that will probably, unfortunately, never disappear, never cease to assist, to exist. But if you are a professional, you got to choose your word carefully, because it's going to make your job harder. You are going to be, you know, the vendor is not going to appreciate your honesty from the get-go, meaning that you're not going to be able to give them good advice throughout the campaign either, right? And we always talk about it. The success of a real estate agent is honest advice and doing the right thing. And you got to walk away sometime from a deal, from a listing, if it's not the right thing. Just getting a listing for the sake of it, I don't know, it's easy said than done when you've got a lot of listing like myself, but I truly believe that getting a completely unrealistic vendor that pays no marketing and you got to buy the listing to get just your name on a board with a very small chance of getting paid, that's complete insanity in my opinion.
Oh, yes. What we call that zone of lost credibility. I just come from an auction tonight with a vendor who didn't want to sell in $2 million. And we actually had buyers at 1.3 that actually we got them up to 1.5, which was actually a really good number. But again, it's just what it is. It's what it is. And you can also front foot it. We've said it before. You can say to vendors, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, are you after the highest price or the best negotiator, the best marketer? Because the agent number B is either relying on the market to increase or they're trying to buy your listing, because we're dealing on the same numbers. Which do you think it is?
We are dealing on the same comparables as well, right? And Mr. Vendor, have I missed the comparable that the other agent has got that I haven't found? Because based on what I'm showing you, it's most likely to be around this. I lose no enthusiasm in saying that. If it's worth $2 million, trust me, I'll find that. So always show optimism, but hey, it will never cease to exist, this practice, but the best, don't do it.
Don't buy listings.
Talk to you next. I see it's late at nighttime. I can't even finish my
sentence. Good luck with that listing presentation.
I will see you next week, Davis. Always a pleasure, never a chore. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Ciao.